yelling, screaming, protests, counter-protests. Is that really all that the critical process of electing our nation's leaders can be anymore? My next guest has another approach. As a respected teacher, public speaker, and leader, Sister Jenna is the founder of the Meditation Museum located in Silver Spring, Maryland, and McLean, Virginia. She's also one of the initiators of Meditate the Vote, an idea too radical in today's hopelessly noisy political climate not to be taken seriously. And so, Sister Jenna, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Well, thank you, and I'm hoping that it's a very gentle radicalism that we're creating.
gentle radicalism. That's a good place to start. So that leads right to the first question. Meditate the Vote. Tell me how that works.
Well, if you'd like to join me, I was on the top of the mountain in India, 5,000 feet above sea level in the Aravalli Mountains. And I think, Welton, people might be thinking, of course, she was like out there. But here I was, Welton, on the mountaintop in India, and I'm amongst friends from 100 countries. 100 countries. There are about 12,000 of us. And on the first night, what was presented to me as a life question was, Sister Jenna, do you think Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States? And it was just that tone, like just that question in a sense of wisdom, concern, like, do you think so? And I couldn't answer because I said, I can't go there. I'm still watching the process. And that's actually the crux, the initiation of that. And then the next day, Welton, I wrote an article for HuffPost called Far Away from American Politics. And then about a few weeks after that, I met with a few friends who were leaders as well. And we thought about how can we just sit back and not play a part in this incredible political climate that we're witnessing, and we have no idea where it's going to take us. And so Meditate the Vote came out of that, like a conversation out of silence from a mountaintop, and it all dovetailed into this campaign that we started on May 1st.
Well, tell us what really deep, profound needs does this approach help satisfy that yelling and screaming don't?
First, let me say that Meditate the Vote's not going to take sides. I don't think we want to contribute to the polarizing sort of a conversation that we're witnessing today. I think that each of these candidates, they're representing something that has been stirring up in the country for a long time. So I don't think we can point the finger on Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and we know that Ted Cruz has just recently dropped out after the Indiana primaries. But we're actually getting a chance, Welton, to look at perhaps who we are or the state that we're in presently, and this is ushering us to think from a deeper level. And this is the languaging and the focus that I would really like everyone who participates in Meditate the Vote to come from a place, because if you and I start to take sides, we're going to end up exactly in the state that we're witnessing, the yelling, the screaming, who's right, who's wrong, who belongs, who doesn't belong. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but I want you to tell me the specifics about how this gets a person to a new place in the mind and in the heart, because I am mindful that you want to be nonpartisan, but I'm also mindful that it was both inquisitiveness and some fear among colleagues around the world that even got you thinking in this direction. And I want to know how we put all that together.
Firstly, I think that we have seen for decades now, every presidential candidate has promised us better health care, higher education, more jobs, lower taxes. And thus far, I don't know what's the process completely in Washington on the Hill, but no one has really cured any of that, right? So it's been the card that everyone has used to get everybody on their side. And I'm trying to see in my alliance of friends who are ranging from educators to religious leaders to entrepreneurs to spiritual voices to the millennials. What we're trying to do is to initiate within the country more wisdom, more of an awareness that don't wait on leaders. If you need better health care, what are you doing to take care of your health? If you need job opportunity, what are you doing to check on what your gifts and your talents are within you? How much do you believe in yourself that you can push yourself a little bit against the grain of life to make things work for you? But if we are expecting ourselves to increase the over 47% of Americans who are taking a lot from the country, and if we can reduce that percentage where we become Americans who are giving more to the country, that's what Meditate the Vote is about, Welton. I mean, one of the first questions that we engage people in conversation with Meditate the Vote is, I want you to ponder on this. Are you powerful enough to affect change? And are you powerful enough to sustain the change that you have designed for your life? And this will make you and I both think more rather than point the fingers. Well, Hillary, she's not doing her spot, but this guy, Donald, he keeps yelling at people and, dividing people and building walls. I don't know how the country's going to function. Okay, we get that. But what are now you doing? We cannot be less than for ourselves despite who is in charge of this great nation. We have got to become powerful ourselves as people. And that's what I'm hoping to achieve from Meditate the Vote, to wake up citizens, to become conscientious about their God-given powers and strength that they have in themselves that might have gone to the wayside by waiting for someone to come and save them.
Would it be correct if I said that the initial agenda in this kind of meditation is far more on self-introspection and reflection than it is on evaluating candidates in the election?
Absolutely. On the money. Because, you know, we're going to vote in whoever we are, the person that we are at that point in time. So as we begin to introspect about our own state of awareness and state of being, then that's going to make an impact on November 8th. It's going to play a huge role on November 8th. And regardless of who that is, at the end of the voting on November 8th, I still have to be my own self. Oh, Welton, I have to tell you, when we first started this, I started to hear Americans tell me, if so-and-so goes into power, I'm leaving this country, one. The second thing I've been hearing, which was a big surprise for me, is it doesn't matter who's in office, Sister Jenna, I still have to do what I'm doing. And I thought, like, we're like giving up. How much are we giving to the nation? This is my question. The hashtag is very simple, Meditate the Vote. The Facebook, the Twitter, it's all the same. The website, the same. And why the hashtagging and the social media is important is that we're inviting an engaging conversation with all citizens to share online the things that they're going through and what they're feeling. One of my questions, too, is what do I value the most about America? I mean, I've come from another country for the last 40-something years. This is what I know. And this is where I'm so driven to see how I can contribute to the nation rather than give up. I'll be the first one to tell somebody who's a foreigner who starts to say, oh, it's going down, there's nothing here, you know, they're not doing anything. I said, well, go back to where you've come from. Then why can't you start to give back something to a country that educated your children, that gave you a beautiful house, a great car, and some sense of freedom? What I'm saying to you is the country now needs you. The vibrations of the land need you to show up to now give something back to it. If we keep taking from America, it's going to get barren.
If someone calls you or calls into the Meditation Museum and says, I'm really trying to meditate the vote, I'm trying to do what you want us to do, what would you like to hear that person say they're doing and feeling?
I would love, firstly, for people to think about their own sense of responsibility, their intentions. Like, how do you wake up in the morning? What's your purpose? That's you. Mm-hmm. The second thing I'd love for you to do is to video record a little video that says, I meditate the vote and why. Maybe reply to one of the questions, such as, what do you value most about America? Or do you believe in your self-worth? And share that with us on social media. Mm-hmm. Post it on your social media site. Share it with your friends and family. And then, of course, come to our Facebook, Meditate the Vote, and Twitter page so that we can also begin to converse with you. What I'd love for people to do is to hold conversations at their homes with their kids. Children, tell me, what do you really like about the country? I want husbands and wives to really talk about something more meaningful and let us know what came out of those conversations, what was amplified. Some other things that folks can do is, while they're at a coffee shop, Walton, bring up one of the questions. Mm-hmm. Take a picture, send it to us on our website, which you can find information on americameditating.org/events. Mm-hmm. There's an image there called Keep Calm and Meditate the Vote. You can download the image and just take a snapshot picture and let us know that you've meditated the vote. And I know that that's going to create a spirit in the atmosphere. You and I have been through the walls of many faiths. So after you have walked into a church, a synagogue, a temple, each of these spaces carry the vibration of the thoughts of people's minds. Similarly, if we can keep activating these peaceful thoughts or conscientious thoughts, or let me be informed so that when I speak, I don't sound ignorant. Mm-hmm. Even that is a vibration of your thoughts, and that's contributing to the environment in the country. What we're wanting is to feel that sense of safety in the country rather than the fear that we've been feeling for far too long as a nation.
If you were speaking to the presidential candidates, what would you say to convince them to join Meditate the Vote?
I would ask them, are you worthy enough? Do you believe in your self-worth? And could you please share with me how your life models that? Because I think that goes back to your place of intention. Who are you? What are you doing? Did you remember the national anthem and what it meant? You know, it's natural for all of us, Welton, when you're in a job or a business for too long, it just takes you over. You could be a businessman building buildings. After a while, it just takes you over to run business and build buildings. And when you're in the political realm for too long, it takes you over that you forget to come from the place of the God that's in you. You forget that you are a child of God, and you forget that the energy of God's qualities is what he wants to see as the power on the planet Earth. And so my first question would be, do you believe in your self-worth? And tell me, how does your life model that? And I would just pause and wait for them to think to see how they would respond to that question. And then the other one I would ask them is there a way that you use your own language to create unity? I mean, in the way that you are speaking to folks, do you think what you're saying creates unity, or does it create division or separation?
Mm. Sister Jenna is the founder of the Meditation Museum with two locations near our nation's capital. Sister Jenna is a popular teacher and a speaker and the host of the American Meditating Radio Show. Sister Jenna, I have to tell you, it's a delight to have this chance to talk with you today. I'm very happy to be able to tell our listeners about this campaign and to share this time with you on State of Belief Radio, and I hope we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Walton, and all the very best to all the listeners as well.